May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate All Saints. We say in the Creed, week by week, we believe in the communion of saints. What do we mean by that? I'd like us to ponder three simple questions this morning. Who are the saints? What does it mean to be a saint? And what is the hope of the saints? So who are the saints? I wonder how you would answer that question. You might think of some particularly inspiring individuals like Francis of Assisi, whose faith and faithfulness in following Christ have encouraged and inspired many, many Christians over the centuries. And you might want to look at the icon of St. Francis that Peter kindly donated to us in memory of Franey. You may have another favourite saint whose life and teaching and patient faith in suffering seem to point to Christ in a very powerful way. Certainly, we can learn from the examples of many faithful Christians over the centuries, some of whom who died for their faith in Christ. But the trouble is that we can think of these saints, these holy men and women of tremendous faith and courage, as in a completely different league from us. There are saints, very special Christians, and there are all the rest of us, ordinary mortals. But the definition of a saint in the New Testament means every believer. It means you and me. When Paul wrote his letters to the early Christian communities around the Mediterranean, he addressed his letters to the saints who are in Ephesus or to all the saints in Philippi and other places. Imagine if Paul was writing letters still today and he wrote a letter to us, he would begin it with the words, to all the saints at St. Ursula's. And he wouldn't mean by that a couple of exceptionally holy individuals in the congregation. He would mean everyone. For Paul, anyone who is called to follow Christ is one of the saints. Paul didn't mean they were all perfect, and you only have to read about the divisions and the quarreling and the dubious morality of the church in Corinth or Ephesus to realize that that was certainly not the case. And we, the saints of St. Ursula's, are not perfect either, and quarreling and divisions can happen among us too. So, who are the saints? Everyone who is called to follow Christ and puts their trust in him. That means people of all cultures and languages. We heard in that reading from Revelation the wonderful vision of the multitude worshipping God and the Lamb. A great multitude that no one could count, from every tribe, every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Saints come in all shapes and sizes, all cultures, languages, and backgrounds. That powerful vision in Revelation shows us where we are heading. But we have a glimpse of that here and now. And certainly amongst the saints of St. Ursula's, we have people from many different nations and cultures, and we celebrate that. So what about the second question? What does it mean to be a saint? Well, we know that like the saints in Corinth or Ephesus, we are not perfect. We are in the process of being transformed to become like Christ. Yes, we will be perfect when we're saints in heaven, but we're not there yet. We are now saints in progress. We've not arrived, but we are on the way. The early Christians were called followers of the way. And we are on the way following Christ and being transformed into his image. But this does involve a different perspective on life and being open to his grace. Our gospel reading today is from what's known as Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which begins with the Beatitudes. Blessed are those. Now, we're so used to the Beatitudes, we may fail to be shocked by them anymore. But they express a reversal of our usual way of thinking. Because in the world's terms, those we tend to think of as blessed or happy or fortunate are the rich, the powerful, those who get their own way, those who are free to indulge all their appetites, and those who have great influence over others. But Jesus turns this all upside down. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. To take the Beatitudes seriously involves a reversal of our usual values. But if we look at those Beatitudes carefully, we can see in them a portrait of the nature of Jesus. He is the one who was meek, pure in heart, thirsting for what is right, the one who made peace, even at great cost to himself, and the one who was reviled and persecuted. Well, we might think, if this is what it means to be a saint, to be made in the image of Jesus, then we might want to say, no, thank you. We'd rather not be meek or pure or persecuted or bear the cost of being a peacemaker. But though it may at times be costly, it is in following Jesus and his values that we discover what true life really is, and we know God's blessing. Maybe we might like to take one of the Beatitudes and ponder it and ask ourselves what it might look like in our own lives to be meek or pure in heart or to be merciful or a peacemaker. It's good for us to reflect on our own lives, what's important to us, where we're going, and who we are becoming. But one thing is certain, as we follow the way of Christ, we are not on our own. To become a saint is not a solitary venture. It means being part of a believing and worshipping community. We are part of the communion of saints which transcends time and space. We are part of something huge, much bigger than ourselves and our own lives. We might think of that grand vision of the multicultural multitude in heaven, but on a more mundane, daily level, this means being part of a church community here and now, coming along to church, listening to the word of God, receiving the sacrament together with God's people week by week. And we are called to support and encourage one another along the way, as each one of us is transformed into the image of Christ. Now, this doesn't mean that we'll all be exactly the same, because we're all formed into the image of Christ in our own particular way, with our own particular personality, experiences, and gifts. We are members of Christ's body with our own particular part to play. I love the image of a stained glass window. Each pane of glass has its own shape and colour. And one pane on its own might not be anything very spectacular, but all those coloured panes, shaped and fitted together, make something glorious. Of course, for this to happen, each pane of glass has to be cleaned from grime and allow the light to shine through. In the same way, we need to be cleansed and purified and then shaped and fitted together with others to make something glorious for God. So finally, what is the hope of the saints? The hope of the saints, our hope, is not a hope in ourselves. It's not a hope in how holy we are, or how strong our faith is, or how successful a Christian we think we are. Our hope is in Christ. He is our hope. And this hope can sustain us now and in the future. In those wonderful few verses of the first letter of John, which we heard earlier, John speaks of the hope we have in him, in Christ. And this hope in him involves both the now and the not yet. We are God's children now because of God's love in Christ. What we will be has not yet been revealed. We are already God's children, But there is more to come. There is more to hope for. We can't say exactly what we will be like because it is beyond words. But we will be like him when we see him as he is. We are on the way. We have not yet arrived. We are in the midst of a process of transformation. But we have a certain hope in him that finally, as God's children, we will be fully like him. This is a wonderful hope, that we will see Christ clearly and be fully as we were meant to be, like him. So this is a hope for each individual Christian in Christ, but our hope in him is also corporate hope. We're part of that communion of saints. We are on the road together. In that reading from Revelation, the great multitude of people from every nation worship God and the Lamb together. And in the fulfillment of all things, they will hunger and thirst no more, but Christ the Lamb will be their shepherd, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes. This is part of the big vision of hope in the book of Revelation, a vision of the fullness of life, the end of death and pain and mourning, when all things are made right and there is a new heavens and a new earth. This is a hope for the future that we can hold on to for ourselves and for our loved ones who've died, as we remember them in a few moments in our service. It's also a vision of hope for the whole anguished and suffering world. And doesn't our world need hope? But as we think about the hope of the saints for the future, we should also think about the present. For our hope in Christ is not just a future hope, it should impact our lives in the here and now. As John says, we will be like him and see him as he is, and all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. If we have that hope to see him as he is and be like him, we need to be in that process of purification here and now. It is the pure of heart that see God, as Jesus says in the Beatitudes. Now, of course, it's only God who can purify us and fit us to be in his holy presence. But we can cooperate with that process by being willing to let go of those things that distract us and cloud our vision, the grime, the selfishness, and the sin that prevents the light shining through us. So who are the saints? All of us. All who put their trust in Christ. What does it mean to be a saint? To be on the way in a process of transformation, to become like Christ in our own particular way, but not just on our own, but together with the whole Christian community. And what is the hope of the saints? What is our hope? Our hope is in Christ, for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for the whole world. This is a hope that sustains us as we look to the future, to death and beyond, and also sustains us in the present as we are slowly purified, knowing that one day we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. The hope of the saints is in Christ, and all saints point to him. May that be so with us. Amen.